Check one, check two. Am I live? Yes. All right. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am out here in the world wondering what awesomeness the world is going to offer up for me today. And who's that over there? Nope. Just a bird. I am walking across Harrenhaven's parking lot toward the creek because yesterday as I was leaving here, I saw a whole bunch of turkeys over here. Half a dozen turkeys just walking around, do-do-do-do-do, making noise and blah, blah, blah. I was laughing. So that's good news. The turkeys have come down to Harrenhaven. But I'm not seeing any turkeys back here now. The funny thing is I am here a little bit earlier than usual. I'm here about 2 hours earlier than I was yesterday, or at least when I left yesterday. And are there any turkeys over there? I don't see them. I don't see any zerks. All right. I guess this means we can resume regular heron business. Oh, maybe not. There's 3-4 people at the kiosk. One of them's a screamer. One of them's a micro screamer. Oh, and I lied. I now see my turkeys. There are 2 turkeys over there in the mushroom garden. And they're kind of walking away. They must have been sitting down. Because I looked over there. That was the first place I looked. And I didn't see anything. And now they've gotten up and they're walking away. There are 3 of them, apparently. And they are walking out of the mushroom garden. And behind the prairie grass plot. And they're heading back over towards the Mulhall's property. Heading in that direction. There are birds circling overhead. What kind of birds are those? Are those ducks? I see some geese. 13 strange birds circling around above me. Maybe ducks, but I don't know. All right. Where'd my turkeys go? Where are they? Oh, I see one. He's hiding in the trees and the branches. All right, we're going to walk up into the... I can see one dude. Oh, they can see me and they're kind of excited. They're like, oh, we got to escape. All right, so... Yeah, as I slowly roll up in here a little bit further, they've kind of taken a change in direction. They've sort of moved towards the creek. But not only are they moving towards the creek, they're also moving into the Mulhall's property. Yeah, last night I saw a couple of turkeys back here. Hi! That guy's still looking at me. Hi! I see you. Hello, it's nice to meet you. Hi. Hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, okay. Have a nice turkey day. I saw 2 turkeys back here last night, too, and I think I know why they like to hang out back here. The mushroom garden has been torn up a little bit. Some plastic that was under the surface got ripped up, and so now... There's a lot of loose dirt and stuff. And you can see over here. Right there. Right here's 2 of them. Here are 2 turkey wallows right here. Actually, there's 3. 1, 2, 3. Turkeys, like a lot of birds, like to give themselves dust baths. And they have been doing that here. There's 3 very obvious turkey wallows. And I can show you others, too. You know, I'm always talking about driving up Manderson Street, a.k.a. Turkey Street. in one of those front lawns, there is a, there goes another one. There's a nice turkey wallow where somebody apparently might have had a flower patch at some point in time. But oh, the turkeys, they just love to be in there giving themselves dust baths. Yeah, so here we have three very obvious turkey wallows. Are there any more over here? Yeah, see, there's a couple. Looks like they've been turkeying it up over there a little bit. I'm gonna creep up here. Where did those turkeys go? Looks like they've gone down into the creek. Oh, hello. Now I can see them. They're right here between the mushroom garden and the Mulhall's property. There's a little sort of minor ravine, a holler, if you will. They're right across from me. If I were to step right over there. Yeah. Hi, turkey buddies. Yeah, I'm kind of freaking them out, I think. So let's go over here. Uh-oh, that was too fast for them. They don't like it. They're jogging a little bit. They're jogging. They're walking down the tree line. And here comes the wind. They're walking down the tree line back to the Mulhall's property. I'm backing off. I don't want to hassle my dudes. Probably already hassled them a little bit too much. Sorry, turkey buddies. I don't want to hassle you. Alright, so I'm leaving the mushroom garden area. And now that it's been cleared out and cleaned up, is it ever going to be an actual mushroom garden? I don't know. I'm looking back over towards the Mulhall's property. Oh, those turkeys are going to have a lovely turkey time. Alright, so let's cross the little parking lot here. Head back around the building and see what we got going on here today. I debated whether or not I should come out today. Because, you know, it's Saturday, it's a really nice weather, it's 70 degrees, 72 degrees, somewhere right around there. There's not a cloud in the sky, etc., etc. What am I told here? And as I walk around the building, I'm seeing a sign mounted on the little wooden walkway. It says, please do not walk on bridge, go around. Okay. Can't imagine why. Mine is not to question. All right, so we walk around the dragonfly pond. There's frogs in there making froggy noises. What are we gonna see today? What awesomeness are we going to encounter? I don't know. And I know what you're probably thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, aren't you missing some football? Well, yeah, kinda. Well, I left after one game ended, and we've got a little while before the next game starts. Not a whole hell of a lot of time, but I thought, we might as well go outside. I'm not going to miss too much of the game. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm switching glasses. I'm taking off my sunglasses now that we're in the forest. There's a lot of bird action. A lot of birds chirping and derping. Doing birdie business. And I'm just walking along. Do-do-doodle-do-do. And I had a great idea last night. Yeah, I had another one of my brilliant Tobe ideas. Which is essentially just another way to commit some kind of crime and not get caught. No, that's not true. The Dubious Goals Committee does not endorse crime or the commission of crime, but we do endorse public art. Okay, well, here's my idea. First, we're going to walk out the cut here and see if we can see anything going on in the Mulhouse property. I had this idea. And the idea basically goes like this. I like fireflies, sometimes known as lightning bugs, depending on where you're from. Fireflies are awesome. Bioluminescence is cool. Luciferase is a fascinating compound. Anybody out here? No, just a couple geese way out there wandering around. Okay. Fireflies are awesome. And last night I was thinking, you know, I wish I could control fireflies somehow. You know, make them fly around in patterns. You know, just be like, you know, bio fireworks or something. I thought, you know, I want to write my name with fireflies. Because, you know, that's generally the first thing I think of. Is this a sign of egomania? Is this vanity? Is this pure conceit? I don't know, but whatever it is, I always have this urge to write my name. If you give me something that makes some kind of mark, the first thing I'm going to do is write my name. If you hand me a crayon, I'm going to write my name. Oh, I see some bubbles up here in the sub pond. Oh, it's a turtle. It's a snapper. Jeez. Hi. Hi, Mr. Snaps. Oh, who's this little turtle dude? Is this a snapper? It is a snapper. He's a smallish snapper. He's not even of 30 centimeters long, his shell. Hi, buddy. And he is 1, 2, 3, 4 meters away from me in the pond. I can see him really well. Water's nice and clear back here. But that's the only thing I see back here, just that snapper. He's nice. He's so nice. So we've seen 3 turkeys and 1 snapper so far today. I get the feeling that this isn't going to be the only snapper we see. And as I'm sitting here, some ducks come in for a landing. Wood ducks! 2 wood ducks just came in for a landing. And they're swimming back into the secret pond. Taking cover. Oh, so the wood ducks are here now. I knew wood ducks would be showing up soon. All right, so we've seen 3 turkeys, 2 wood ducks, and 1 snapper who is now kind of swimming fast. He's picking up speed. He's accelerating to 1/10 of a knot. Here's another sign. Please do not walk on boardwalk. Go around. Why? What the hell is wrong with this stuff? Although it looks different. Did they wash it? Yeah, we're not going out on the boardwalk. There's people out there. And it's windy, so we're going to turn around. Head into the forest. Look for some more dudes. Okay, so if you give me a can of spray paint, the first thing I'm going to do is write my name. If you give me a can of any kind of paint and a brush, the first thing I'm going to do is write my name. Tobe. In big letters. For all the world to see. So I sort of have this natural inclination to write my name a lot. I don't know why. Crazy as hell, I guess. So, I was thinking, if I could train a bunch of fireflies to do something, I would have them spell out my name, maybe in the air, so I could see that Tobe in that lovely bioluminescent glow, That color, that firefly greenish yellow, that firefly chartreuse. So I was thinking, how can I do this? How can I spell out my name in fireflies? Well, it seems like that actually would be something pretty easy to do. Given the right chemicals, better living through chemistry, that's what I always say. Me and the DuPont Corporation. And I was thinking, all I need to do is to get me some firefly pheromones. Yeah, firefly pheromones. You know, fireflies, that's their whole deal. Their whole, you know, the bioluminescence, their ability to flash, their ability to glow, to create light, is all about sex. All right, so I'm standing in the wall blind looking into the back of the billabong. There's nothing going down out here. A frog jumped off a log. That was dramatic. He went, rap. And there was a splash, and there's rings in the water now. So that was cool. Hey, what was that back there? I saw something move under that log way, way out there. Was that a dude of some kind? Was it a scratty? Was it a mink? I don't know, I'm going to stand here for a minute and see if I can see it again. And in the meantime, I want you to reconsider firefly pheromones. Fireflies. Their entire existence, just like everything else that lives in this world, their entire existence is based on sex and the drive to have it. And that's what their flashy, flashy, flashy business is all about. They're trying to attract mates. I'm sneaking around the wall blind, and I'm going to come out here, try to get closer to the water, get a better angle. What did I see back there? I haven't seen any other movement back there or anything. Huh. I don't know what I saw. But I saw movement. I saw water ripple. But now, it's all still. All right, whatever. Let's head out to the big blind and see if we can spot some more snappers or something cool. So here's my idea. Find another rogue scientist or a rogue biologist. They wouldn't even have to be rogue. I mean, there's nothing illegal about firefly pheromones, you know. As far as I'm aware. So what Tobe needs is a lot of firefly pheromones. You know, like, I don't know how much, like a liter? That seems like a lot. It seems like more than necessary. But here's what I was thinking. You get some of this firefly pheromone, and you load it up into, like, say, an airbrush. And here's the deal. You got to kind of make a portable airbrush here, but I'll get to that in a minute. And so what you do, yeah, I guess the execution of this doesn't matter how you go about doing this, but essentially all you really need to do is go to an area with abundant fireflies where there is also a wall. And then you write your name in big letters, T-O-B, Tobe, with firefly pheromones on the wall. And what happens? All the fireflies, they can smell this and are attracted to it. And so they all go to the wall and they sit on the wall and they do all their blinky business. And they're only sitting in the areas where I use the pheromones. I mean, that's where they're concentrated. That's what they're going to be attracted to, right? So all the fireflies are concentrated in these little groups that just happen to be shaped like letters of the English alphabet. T-O-B, the best three letters ever. Blinky, blinky. Blinky, blinky. My name in glowing lights. All right, I've made it to the turtle reproduction pond. What's going on out there? At first glance, I'm not seeing any obvious snapper signs. There's squirrels hopping around below me. Where's my snappers? I don't know. Wait, what's that over there? That's a maybe. There's another maybe. Oh, what's that? What's that there in the trees? Let's get closer. Let's get closer. Let's walk around here a little bit. Come down to the water's edge and see if that will give me a better angle. Line of sight. Yeah, yeah, look at that dude. There he is. He is hiding in the trees, big snapper. Big snappy buddy. Looks at him. He's not very far away. I feel like I could almost grab him, but not quite. He's about 7 meters out. Hey, he's very nice. Hello. He's very large. We like snappers. Snappers are good. Right, so the technical problem that we have here with firefly vandalism, how do we apply the pheromone to the surface? Yeah, we could get a brush, but the problem with brushes is that they drip. You don't want to get the stuff on you because then you're attracting fireflies to yourself and not the stuff that you want them to be attracted to, and blah, blah, blah. So basically what you need is an airbrush. Basically, you need a spray can of firefly pheromone, right? Oh, geez. Looks like it's kind of slow out here today. Maybe we've just had too many visitors. So, on the log, we got 18 little turtles, but no snappers. And we got geese on Goose Island. Looks like there's some nests out there. Nothing going down in the Billabong, in the Delta. I'm not seeing any egrets, not seeing any herons. It is kind of early today. A couple geese diving here and there. It's windy in here, so I'm going to turn around. So basically, to be a firefly pheromone vandal or, public artist, you need some kind of airbrush set up, and that's easy enough to do. You just get an airbrush. You just a cheap one, like a $10 one. And then you need, you're going to need some portable air tanks, because presumably you're not going to be able to take an air compressor out in public wherever you're doing this, right? Again, I have to say that I do not condone the commission of crime. But I don't know, maybe where you live, this isn't a crime. And besides, where is writing your name with bug pheromone any kind of crime? What are they going to bust you for? Right? What laws are being broken? Okay, so what you do is you got to make yourself a bunch of portable air tanks, miniature portable air tanks. And this is not difficult to do. You can make them out of PVC pipe. You just get some big PVC pipe, like 2-inch PVC pipe, cut a couple lengths, put ends on them, put Schrader valves in them, and put a ball valve in it. You can put regulators on them or not. These are very cheap. You can build, last time I built any tanks like this, I built four for less than $20, or right around $20 after I bought all the valves and stuff. PVC is cheap. And so you can, you know, fill these up to about 60 pounds. Actually, you can go higher than that. It all depends on the valves. The PVC can take it. It's the valve that fails first, right? Walking by Frog Harbor, I can see a snapper turtle shell right there. Hi, snapper. All right, so all you need is, you know, depending on how big your public art project is going to be, you just put 4 or 5 of these charged up tanks in your backpack. You don't even need your own air compressor. You just make the tanks. You go to the gas station on your way to, you know, your public art display area. Fill up your air tanks, 60 pounds. Fill them all up, put them in your backpack, and now you've got portable air. Also in your backpack is your small airbrush and your supply of firefly pheromone. You get to your public art destination, you put on your Swiss seat, you grab your ropes, get on top of the building, abseil down to the level at which you want to see your name in 20-foot tall firefly letters, and you begin the spraying operation. I would like to say also that the Dubious Goals Committee is not a manual for crime. Just because we're discussing the optimum way to commit crimes doesn't mean that we actually advocate crimes. Crime is bad, kids. But remember, something else, kids, if you're listening, and I know you are. Art is important. Art is what makes our lives beautiful. Well, if you feel the responsibility to beautify your environment with public art, well, that's just a good goal in life. That's not even a dubious goal. That's a legitimate, respectable goal. Yes, it is. And that's why you need to find a guy who can supply you with firefly pheromones. Think of all the interesting things you could do. And that's the best thing about this kind of vandalism. I mean, public art. Is it's only, you know, visible at night and only at certain times of the year. So you can go apply, you know, your bug pheromone to whatever in the middle of the day, right? Nobody's even going to question what you're doing. You're obviously not, you know, painting a wall or something. And then at night, when the fireflies come out, boom, suddenly there's your message for all to see in glorious bioluminescence. Another brilliant idea by me. I want you to take it and run with it. Do something awesome. Be awesome constantly. Commit cool crimes like vandalism with bugs. Is that even vandalism? Who's gonna bust you for that? You arranged fireflies to spill out your name. Yeah, and that's a crime where? In what books? In what law books? You're gonna try me in what court? Yeah, you got nothing. And I'm walking. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Firefly Vandalism Committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Gotta go home, watch some football, eat some food, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. Some men just want to watch the world burn.